Pacino Show.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An intense storm is pummeling Southern California right now, unleashing roaring floodwaters in Santa Barbara and mudslides in Los Angeles. Sergeant Cyrus Zeta with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office.
We've activated our search and rescue teams that are on standby for any type of emergencies that may occur. That includes like swift water rescue.
Winds are a problem to the north. CBS San Francisco's Da Lin.
Our camera was rolling when a large, unstable branch toppled over. The fallen branches damaged a couple of cars. Gusty winds pushed people around, toppled trees, and even ripped out a roof.
More than 620,000 homes and businesses have no power. Heavy rain and wind are expected through tomorrow. In Washington, Senate negotiators have agreed to a sweeping bill to deal with security at the southern border. It also includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill is vital, vital to America's future interests. Ukraine would be run over by Putin if we don't get aid in this bill.
The legislation's fate in the House in doubt over Donald Trump's opposition. Texas has made its own move on border security. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, flanked by a dozen Republican governors along the border in Eagle Pass, defended the state's right to defend its border, including the Texas military takeover of Shelby Park, blocking federal border agents.
We are expanding to further areas to make sure that we will expand our level of deterrence and denial of illegal entry into the United States.
Governor Abbott accusing the president of aiding and abetting the illegal entry of migrants.
A familiar face in the spotlight at last night's Grammy Awards on CBS.
Album of the year went to Taylor Swift.
I feel this happy when I finish a song or when I crack the code to a bridge that I love.
And with it, she makes history, winning for Album of the Year four times now. Record of the Year, Miley Cyrus for Flowers.
This award is amazing. But I really hope that it doesn't change anything, because my life was beautiful yesterday.
Billie Eilish, Song of the Year for writing the Barbie hit What Was I Made For?
Yikes. Woo, my goodness. Damn, that's stupid, guys.
Victoria Monet won Best New Artist.
Thank you to my mom.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
After rapper Killer Mike won three Grammys at the pre-awards show, he was handcuffed and escorted out of the Crypto.com arena by police. He was later booked on a misdemeanor battery charge. Dow futures down 71. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite
an injury.
Yeah.
No, we think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL. Ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31. Tomorrow, fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 35.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
During a flight, an Irish folk singer pulled out a fiddle and played for fellow passengers. You know, when I'm stuck in a long flight, my first thought is, I really hope the guy next to me pulls out a fiddle.
The New York Mets have announced that for the first half of the season, Saturday day games will start at 1:40 p.m. in an effort to bring more families and large groups to the ballpark. Well, I guess that's easier than being good at baseball.
Travis Kelce said that he won't be at the Grammys this weekend with Taylor Swift because he needs to focus on the Super Bowl. Man, you know your life is good when you can't go to the Grammys because you got to prep for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
It's 6:07 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. And today we have another WRJN historical marker for you. This is when we're going to do the history of WRJN Radio. It's going to be put in isolation somewhere, and it's going to be kept in the archives. So someday somebody's going to say, I wonder what WRJN was like in 2024 and before. And we're going to be able to tell them. Because each time we do this, we have a former employee. And before I used to say that's still alive, but today we were supposed to do Terry Bond. Terry passed away about a year or so ago. He was our engineer at WRJN, and I worked with him at other radio stations as well. And how do you do somebody who passed away? Well, I know a lot about Terry's career, but to fill in the gap was going to be his wife, Linda Bond. She used to be vice president of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, met Terry, got married, and had a great life until, you know, Terry passed away. So she was going to join me this morning, but unfortunately, she had a death in her family the other day. I think it was yesterday the death took place. And she said, I really can't come, but I want to reschedule, so we will. And, you know, we're sorry for her loss. And we understand it's kind of tough at a time like this when you lose somebody close. So Linda Bond will be back with us. But pinch hitting helper boy is Ted Ahlen. What'd you call yourself? Big helper boy, right?
Big helping boy, Don.
Big helping. You can always count on Ted Ahlen to fill in at a pinch, whether it was at the radio station or doing our WRJN historical marker. And today we're going to talk about Ted Ahlen. Now, I know some of your career, but you're going to fill in all the gaps. And we're going to start with Ted Ahlen. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Burlington. I was born and raised here, a graduate of Burlington High School. And, and I know that, you know, Burlington has a significant mark in the history of WRJN because at one time, I learned this from the late Don Vandesand, who ran the Burlington Historical Society, WRJN, had a Burlington studio. I think it was like during the 40s, 50s, maybe into the 60s. I'm not sure how long. At the Boss, just above the Boss Dairy Barn in the Loop in downtown Burlington. And so, you know, there is a strong connection between WRJN and this community in western Racine County. So, yeah, it's a nice fit seeing that a Burlington boy ends up coming to WRJN to work there for about, you know, it was about a little over four years, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and we also had studios in West Dallas for some odd reason. And Racine, we had studios in West Dallas, too. And we also had them in Kenosha. They were all over the place. They don't do that anymore. But back then, for some reason, and I tried to get Tom Carco to commit to why we did that. I couldn't get an exact reason why, but it was all connected by phone lines. They didn't have any other way to connect radio stations back then. So we used very expensive phone lines. So, okay, so you, Burlington High School, you went to the same high school as football great Tony Roma.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed.
Different class.
One thing that Burlington High School had that had a leg up on a lot of other high schools around Wisconsin and many across the country, we had an over-the-air radio station, WBSD. And it's interesting, too, Don, because when I was a kid, a little kid, like before, you know, preschool, I was listening to the radio all the time. We were listening to the signals out of Chicago, WLS and WCFL, the two big top 40 stations out of Chicago. And, you know, and one of the things that happened along the way is at the National Food Store in Burlington, they ended up having copies of the WLS personality album. And it had profiles of all the great disc jockeys they had on at that time, like, you know, 1966, 67 on WLS. A fellow who is a Wisconsinite originally, and he worked in Milwaukee a number. In fact, a lot of these guys worked in Milwaukee. Clark Weber, Bernie Allen. I can go through the whole lineup. Dex Card, Ron Riley, Art Roberts. And, in fact, I had a chance to meet Art Roberts when I was in high school. And Don Phillips, who actually worked at WRJN, but ended up doing overnights for a while at WLS.
And Dex Card was the owner of this radio station at one time.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, he owned WRJN. He's the one who brought the FM from Taylor Avenue, which was WHKQ at the time. Actually, WFNY. And he combined WRJN and WFNY and made a combo out of it. That was Dex Card. You mentioned him.
Right.
Okay, so were you on the high school radio station?
Yes, I was. I was there for 4 years, and I ended up doing the morning program there. And the one thing I just realized is that doing that, albeit when I listen back to the way I sounded on the station, I sit there and I wonder why in the heck did I ever think about getting into radio in the first place. But it was something that I felt comfortable doing it. I enjoyed doing it. And eventually I just went off to college. I was planning on becoming an English teacher to teach the world how to spell. And I, you know, and Don, if I went through with that, you know, looking at the posts on social media these days, I would have been very disappointed, I think, simply because I would have been like Don Quixote tilting at windmills or something when it comes to teaching the world how to spell. But whatever the case, I always had this little inkling in the back of my mind that, you know, you really should get into broadcasting. So eventually what happened, I ended up going to school at UW-Milwaukee, and it got down to the point where I had to declare a major. And so I said, oh, all right, I give up. I will declare for mass communication radio TV. I ended up doing that, and that basically set me off to really start my career in broadcasting, working intern jobs at a couple stations in Milwaukee, and eventually working my way basically across the state and a couple stops in Iowa as well. I could go through all of them, but it would take up most of the time we have here, all the stations that I worked at, until basically 2011 came around, and I ended up I was working at a radio station in Lake Geneva. And I ended up having a program where I ended up playing 70s music on the station. And one of the things I did to make the program a little more, just more than a music program, because I wanted to make it more of an experience of the 70s as a whole, I ended up doing a couple interviews, one with the great Milwaukee Bucks broadcaster Eddie Doucette, who was the first broadcaster for the Bucks and was there for years, and turned a lot of people like me on to NBA basketball, and another one with one of the guys he was describing the action that infected the he invented the word. Eddie Doucette did the rainbow jumper for John McLaughlin and what he was a shot that he ended up doing on the court. And I had a chance to talk with John McLaughlin on the program as well. I ended up taking those two interviews and passed them along to a fellow who was a friend of mine from working at other stations. And along with that, he was the general manager of WRJN at the time, Chris Morrow. Chris ended up hearing those interviews. And then eventually what happened, there was a slot for an afternoon talk show that opened on WRJN. Chris gave me a call and said, would you like to do it? And I said, of course, that would be great. I would love that. So the next thing you know, I joined WRJN. It was, I believe it was September 1st of 2011, and I became the host of the WRJN Afternoon News for a while.
Before you got here, you worked in, well, you mentioned Lake Geneva, but you also worked at a small station out there. Was it MIR?
Was that WMIR. Actually, that was the first job I ever got paid at. I needed a summer job because I spent my first year at UW-Whitewater, and I ended up going off and working. They had an opening for basically the period between the end of the afternoon shift on MIR and sign-off, because the station had to sign off at sunset. And at that time, they needed somebody during the summertime when the hours were a little longer to fill in that little gap, which was nothing more than 6 until like 8, 8:30, somewhere around there. And so I ended up doing that for a summer, pretty much it was the story. Interestingly, I ended up coming back to the building that held WMIR in the 2000s, the early 2000s. I ended up working for a Catholic radio organization who ended up buying the frequency where WMIR was at, as well as, basically the building, the property. And they ended up firing the station back up because it had been silenced simply because they really didn't know what to do with a daytime radio station in Lake Geneva, because turns out the original WMIR kind of like petered out after they failed to pick up an FM frequency that would have made them a full-time station. And it turns out that everybody, advertisers flocked toward the full-time station. And so when it came to that daytimer, next thing you know, it's like their advertising dollars diminished to the point where they had to silence it. Somebody else tried taking it over, but realized basically that was the same story. They just couldn't get the revenue out of the place, so they shut it down again. And so this Catholic radio apostolate ended up taking over, and I was selected to be the station's manager, more or less.
Oh, wow.
And,
look at you, top dog.
Exactly. But altogether, what happened was they still weren't sure what to do with the property. It was kind of like it was one of those things. They bought it, and they were sitting there going, okay, we're going to do this. But then all of a sudden, they shift going to do that. And so eventually what happened
Ted, hold it right there. Don't move.
Okay, I got it.
Don't move. Ted Ahlen's here. It's WRJN Historical Marker number 3 today. Got more with Ted coming up in just un momento. WRJN Radio, a hometown radio refresh to civic media stations. Here we are.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN historical marker number 3, looking at the history of WRJN and the people who worked here. Ted Ayen is my guest now. You're talking about daytime radio stations. A lot of people today have no concept of what a daytime radio station is like. They used to have to sign off the air like 4:30 in the wintertime, and I think about 8:30 in the summertime when it got dark. But in the wintertime, the radio station wasn't even on 12 hours a day. And WRJN used to have to lower power at night from 1,000 to 250 watts.
Right.
They changed that later on.
Yeah, exactly. And that was, when it came to being a kid trying to tune in a station like WRJN from even a place like Burlington, it became kind of a challenge simply because, well, basically the wattage was more or less confined to just the local area around Racine. So it's like other reaches of Racine County, even, it was a challenge hearing WRJN. But yeah, that was, at that time, standard operating procedure simply because really they have to protect signals from that have basically a wider coverage area. And a lot of that had to do with basically civil defense. That's one of the reasons why we have these radio stations, that the AM stations that have boomed all over portions of the country, and like they like saying 38 states and half of Canada, simply because if something is happening that's a national emergency, they want people to get the word that about what's happening, even like in the most dank rural areas or whatever. So yeah, when it came to lesser signals, like the one that I was working at in Lake Geneva that eventually just went away, in a number of them that were daytime-only stations have sadly gone away at this point. But yeah, when it comes to those signals, they more or less had to acquiesce to those other stations around the country that got the authorization to be these stations that would be able to, albeit there was also a great economic benefit to having that sort of status. But yeah, primarily they were looking at getting a word out about an emergency, and that ended up causing a lot of stations like WMIR in Lake Geneva to shut down like at 4:30 in the afternoon during the winter and later on in the summer, or WRJN to have to limit its signal along the way. So,
I remember my dad's radio had a little civil defense logo in the middle of it, his AM radio in his car.
Right.
It was a little triangle with a circle around it. And if there was ever, when you saw the big flash come, you said, gee, I wonder what that is. Let me turn on the radio. There's this big mushroom cloud. I don't know what it is. Let's turn on.
Exactly.
Let's go right to that civil defense station and find out.
What's interesting, you mentioned that, Don. My mom and dad had an old Admiral radio. I think it was the first radio that they had in the house when they got married back in 1955. And they had these little triangles on there that said C. ED underneath them. And I was always wondering as a kid, what the heck does that mean? I didn't understand it because we were just tuning around, and all of a sudden it's like you saw those things. And it wasn't until much later, and basically when I saw the same thing on television for the tests of the emergency broadcast system, that's when I finally understood, okay, that's what it's all about.
Okay, so you came here in 2011 to WRJN doing afternoons. Yep. What kind of show did you do in the afternoon? Was it talk? Was it music? What was it?
It was a talk program, and basically it was, what's interesting was, you know, I know I had done interviews before, but it really was the first time I actually sat down and did a talk program. And I think it's really a case for anybody, and yeah, including yourself, Don, when you first started doing talk radio, you sit there and you say to yourself, how do you do this? Because altogether, it's really, I guess the best way to describe it, it's an opportunity to get information to people. And along with that, it's also a way to more or less, you know, you get your personality, your own personality into this, you know, this presentation. But really, it was a situation where I sat and I thought, how do I put this together and make this something where it's going to be, I'm able to maintain interest, maintain a listenership, and be able to present interesting, compelling, and hopefully entertaining programming. Well, what I ended up doing was just put together, it's like a lifestyle sort of program. And it came down to talking to a number of different people. I had a lot of authors on talking about books that they had put together that were of an interest in, you know, topically for not just myself, but for listeners. It started out, I ended up doing a segment called Work Search Monday, simply because prior to WRJN, I had been looking for full-time work for 3 years, and I ended up becoming a part of a group that the Racine County Economic Development Center had put together to talk, you know, have people who were looking for work talk about their efforts for looking work, and they also brought in people to talk about how to go about finding work. And so I was thinking, gosh, if, you know, they provided me with quite a bit of help regarding my work search, why don't we provide them the opportunity on the air to help others, you know, find work for themselves if they are in the midst of looking for work? And at that time, there were still a lot of people that were trying to find work around the area. So that was one of the things. We had a number of different segments. One of them had to do, dealt with social media, and along with that, you know, in the changes that were going on in it, and along with that, just basically learning about new avenues for it and trying to understand it, because in many cases with social media, things change so often with the rules and with everything that happens with social media. So we had a gal on who managed to, she was wonderful. Sue Gresham was her name, and she's somebody who ends up working in, you know, with social media and helping businesses and individuals work their way through social media to make a dent when it comes to economic and as well as goal oriented matters when it comes to social media. So yeah, that was just a couple of things that I end up doing with that program, and I'm sure that we can delve further into it as we go along.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Go ahead.
Actually, I was going to defer to you, Don.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to take a quick little break here, Ted. We're talking to Ted Ahlen. This is part of our WRJN Historical Marker Series. We're looking at the history of WRJN Radio and the people who worked here. We're trying to get all the people that are still around, because we lost 4 or 5 people in the last few years that used to work here, and we can't let any more leave without talking to them and putting their thoughts on permanent record, and that's what we're doing here. Ted Ahlen, my guest today. It's 29 past 6 at WRJN, a civic media station. Hometown Radio refreshed, and your chance to win Lauren Daigle tickets coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 9th, coming up in the next hour. You keep it here, WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
If a dairy farm, actually any farm in Wisconsin, wants to expand, they can't go it alone. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Our regulatory process in Wisconsin has gotten to be so complex that it literally overwhelms farms without some support. Now, Edge Dairy Cooperative has added some staff members to their team to try to help with that expansion. One of those, Tim Baumgartner. He comes to Edge Dairy Cooperative with a financing background as well as a familiarity with the regulatory process here in Wisconsin.
The biggest challenge is for the dairy farm to want understand how that process works, right? There's a limitation as far as, you know, resources that the farm has, probably a limitation in resources when it comes to, you know, the regulatory side of it, the department themselves. So it really is, you know, important in what we're looking at is for us, for our organization, to really be a conduit between the dairy farm and the regulatory compliance arm.
Tim Baumgartner, now one of the resource people available for farms looking at expansion through Edge Dairy Cooperative. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Holding firm, we've got numbers next.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning is down more than 100 points, and that has kind of put the chill into our commodities as well. March corn's down nearly 3, December new crop down a penny, 476. March beans are down 2, November new crop unchanged at 1171. July wheat's down 6.5, 606 a bushel. As far as our Class 3 fluid milk contracts are concerned, currently March milk is unchanged at 1738 a hundredweight, April milk down 6, 1770 a hundredweight. Barrel cheese on Friday gained a penny at 155. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and three quarters at 165. AA butter was unchanged at 274.5 per pound. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31. Tomorrow, fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 35.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim. I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I like football. I like the games. I could do without the interviews after the games, though, because the winning players always give credit to God while the losers blame themselves, you know? Just once, I'd like to hear players say, yeah, we were in the game, until Jesus made me fumble. He hates our team. I've even seen some boxers thank God for their triumphs. Oh, yeah, without Jesus, I couldn't have crushed my opponent's skull tonight and rendered him brain dead. I've been blessed by the Lord.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss.
6:35 at WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us on a Monday morning. It's WRJN historical marker number 3. Ted Ayland is here. You've been relegated to just the number 3. How's that sound?
Well, I'm in the cleanup spot, Don. That's good news. I appreciate that.
You're just a number now. What are you? I was number 3 in the historical marker series. What was your name? Ted Ayland. Used to be on radio or something one time or another way back when. How old are you now? I'm 97 years old. What was radio? Yeah, what was actually radio? Thought, you know, radio started back with the first commercial station in 1919, KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
But it, you know, there was radio before that. But that, and the first song ever played on radio was Silent Night. But I think it was Silent Night. It's one of those. It was a Christmas song. Anyway, So here we are. They thought, well, radio, TV's coming around. Dead. Goodbye, radio. Well,
no, it didn't work that way.
TV didn't put radio out. Then they had Save Free TV. They said, well, this is it. The cable's coming around. Radio and TV are dead. Well, neither one went away. TV hurt a little bit by cable. Then they came with streaming. They said, oh, this is it. We're going to stream music now. We don't need radio anymore. Forget it. Well, radio's still here, and TV is struggling with streaming. So Here we are. We're still here. But you know what a radio did? Radio adapted. If you listen to what radio was back in the early 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s, it's not what it is today. I listen to some old-time radio shows all the time. Johnny Dollar and Mysterious Traveler and Our Miss Brooks and Jack Benny. I listen to all those old-time radio shows, Gunsmoke. I love them. Radio evolved into disc jockeys playing popular rock and roll music on the radio. They had big bands on the radio, but then they evolved to disc jockeys on the radio. Then, you know, whether you love them or hate them, along came a guy named Rush Limbaugh, who changed the face of radio into high, insulting talk radio and getting on people's nerves. Love him or what, he did change the face of radio, Rush Limbaugh, and he changed it into a different kind of talk radio. And so you have talk, you still have music on the radio. Radio's still here. It just keeps evolving into something different.
That's the story, Don. Yeah, that's, you know, and really that's the key. It's like, people have called radio a cockroach because altogether, a cockroach adapts to its environment and it's able to continue to live on in one fashion or another. And yeah, radio has managed to really find its way when it comes to being able to hang in there and, you know, inform, entertain, and be able to provide a service to the community that really is unique. And that's the key, too. The other key thing is, I know it's something you stress and civic media stresses with WRJN, local. And that's the one thing that streaming services and things like podcasts, these things can't offer, is having a local aspect that can be provided. You know, when something happens in the community, boom, you can let people know about it, chop, chop, no problem. And that's the one aspect of radio that's always going to be important, that it has that opportunity to let listeners know at the time it's happening, what is happening when it's an emergency or really anything that's going on.
You know, when I first came back to Civic Media, to WRJ, and after 9 years of not being here, I said, well, I don't want to do a screaming political show. I want to do something that's just unique to Racine. We're going to have only Racine guests on and Kenosha guests and area guests, and we're going to concentrate on that. And they said, do it. And that's what we've had on, the Historical Society, Racine Theater Guild. We've had on the Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte doing the history of Racine in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. We've had on the people who run the old historic firehouse. And it's just, and plus current day, we have the DRC talking about what's currently going on. We're having, eventually, the new owners of Festival, the new managers of Festival Hall will be on when they sign and dot all their contracts. Nice. We have the mayor on every month. We have aldermen on every month. Or alders, as they call them. I forget the aldermen. It's alders. And we decided to make it a Racine-based morning show. And a little bit of the history of WRJN as well. And that's why we dragged you in today, to give us a little bit of history.
And to tell the truth, that's really what my show was shaped into when I was doing the WRJN afternoon news during the early to mid-20-teens, I guess you could end up calling it. And by the way, say hello to the mayor for me. I used to talk to him all the time on my program back when he was just a state representative. That was
Well, I was going to say, when I had Mayor Corey Mason in here, he said, I will come in on one condition. Ted Ayland's not still there, is he? And I said, no, he's not. I said, all right, I'll come in. That was the one precursor to him coming in.
Yes, as those from the South would say, bless his heart.
anyway, yes, so you did the afternoon show here. How many years did you do that for? You did that your whole your career here, right?
Yeah, I did. I actually, once ownership changed, I was moved up from doing afternoons to middays on the station. And one of the things they ended up doing as well is throwing some music in there as well. But there's one aspect I wanted to mention when it came to having, you know, the local governmental representatives, shall we call them, on the program. The one thing I strived to do on the program was to present issues from both sides. So it turns out, you know, we pretty much had at that time, and perhaps still do, an even split when it comes to Republicans and Democrats in the state assembly and the Senate. And so what happened was we ended up having them, giving them a chunk of space every, either every month or every week when it comes to the state senators, and had them, and gave them the opportunity to join us on the program. And it basically allowed the listener to hear what both sides had to say and be able to make up their own minds about the issues that were going on. And I think that was something, it turns out that what's the interesting part of that was I was working at the Racine County Fair, as WRJN did for a number of years. We ended up having, and you were a part of it, Don, you were at the fair a number of years. And I just remember somebody at one of the other, a listener who was also working for one of the political parties, I heard them talking, and I heard them mentioning, it's like, you know, with him, I don't know what side he's on, you know, simply because, you know, and basically what you do is you end up working with the people that we had on the air, be it Republican or Democrat, and basically working with them and, you know, and making sure that when you end up having their points being brought across, you know, that it's, you know, a fair exchange when it comes to either side. And then from there, just moving forward when it comes to presenting what they have to say and allowing the listener to make up their own mind about what's being said. So that was one thing I enjoyed doing on the program.
You've said you had both sides. We actually have a rebuttal person coming on to rebut everything you're saying today. That'll be in the next hour. We have the other point of view. Yes. You mentioned real briefly, and I meant to mention it before, that Chris Morrow called you up to come over here. Chris Morrow, of course, is a vice president of Civic Media today.
And I
think he got that position because they said, you know, you made a good decision back in 2011 to bring Ted Ayland aboard, and we like that decision. And because of that decision, we're making you vice president of Civic Media. And I think you're the reason why he's there today. I can't help but believe that had something to do with it. They liked that decision that was made back in 2011. It's one of these decisions that go down in history.
I got two words to say to you, Don. You're right.
Okay, so you did afternoons here. And yep. the new owners, you said, that moved into midday, that was Magnum Media, moved into middays. Yep. And then there was a whole change of program directors. I left. Dave Magnum didn't like my face anymore, I guess. So I left at the end of 2014. Kurt Vollman was morning man here for a number of years. Worked here for years in different capacities. This guy did Kurt Vollman did everything at this radio station. You name it. He did everything. So then he was program director. That didn't go well for a while, and he left WRJN. And then you became program director, and that was a pretty short period. What happened there?
Well, actually, I became co-program director with our good friend, the late Lou Turner. And basically, I didn't remember actually doing anything regarding being a program director, to tell you the truth. But whatever the case, I just continued doing my midday show. And eventually what happened was I ended up learning about an opportunity to continue what I was doing, hosting a morning talk show at a station in Janesville, Wisconsin. And so it turns out that I jumped at that opportunity simply because what I was doing was kind of like, jumping between being a talk show host and a disc jockey. And this was an opportunity where I could just become a talk show host again. So I ended up moving on to the opportunity in Janesville. And it was an interesting opportunity too, because not only was I the talk show host of the program, but I was also the morning news anchor. I doubled up on that. So basically I was Tom Carco and Kurt Vollman all at the same time, if you were listening to WRJN at that time. And so, but it was really a lot of fun, and being able to take care of both the news aspect and the doing what I was doing in Racine to this similar point, being able to just line up a number of guests and have what we hoped would be entertaining, stimulating, and informative talk, and interesting talk as well. So that was pretty much the story. I should mention one event that I was a part of at WRJN, Don, that was rather interesting. And I don't know if we're getting close to needing to take a break, but it had to do with sleeping outside. Sleeping outside for a very good cause, and it turns out that because of that, it got things kicked off for a local organization, and it turned out really wonderful. I don't know if you want me to expand on that now or not, Don.
I'll give us a few minutes. Right after the break, you'll do that. I do have to ask you, sir, how long were you program director here for? Exactly. I'm trying to keep track of how long everybody was program director, even before me. There was actually a woman program director not too far before me. The only woman they ever had as program director here at the station. Now we have another one. Catherine Lake is now the program director. But so who was the, so you were like, what, a month, 2 months, 3 months? How long was it?
It really wasn't that long, because I'm just trying to think.
Are we dealing in minutes and hours? What are we talking?
Altogether, it's like it came as a total surprise for me that I ended up, being put in this position. It's, are you sure you want this to happen? It must have been, I'm just trying to think the spacing out at that point. I think it would have been like about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, okay. So it was longer than I thought. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I think Kurt was done like about a month after you were let go. Yeah. And then from there, I ended up leaving in September of 2015. So I think it was like about 5 months, maybe a half year. I don't know.
Did anybody replace you?
Basically what happened was, whatever duties I had as co-program director, I ended up having, I guess those got dumped on Lou Turner. So,
okay, hold on. Hold that thought. 6:49.
Okay. Holding my head.
We're doing our WRJN historical marker number 3. Ted Ayland, our guest here at a civic media station, WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed on a Monday.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
It's WRJN's historical marker at 6:51. Ted Ayland is our third guest in our series. And when you left WRJN, and by the way, you're the happiest person. I can't imagine you ever getting angry at anybody. I can imagine me getting angry. I can't imagine you getting angry. So
It's happened. Just let me set the record straight, Don.
Okay, so you started under Bliss Communications, correct?
Right. Okay. And it's interesting, too, because I know the bumper music leading into one of the segments was Faith Hill's This Kiss, and somebody thought they were singing Skip Bliss, who was the one-time owner of WRJN.
And yeah. Skip is going to be one of our guests. I spoke to Skip Bliss about a month ago.
Yay!
And he recorded a little bit for us when we first started doing this, a little bit. So I spoke to Skip, and Skip Bliss is going to be one of our guests. He said, yes, I'd love to do it. And he's got a lot to say because Skip owned a ton of radio stations. He owned newspapers all over the state, printing presses, yep. And he's got a story to tell. So we'll be talking to Skip as well. So you left WRJN, and you went over to Janesville, big radio. And how long were you there for?
I was there, let's see. Actually, it was 7 years, was it? Yeah, 2015, and I ended up taking off in December of 2022, so that would be, yeah, it would be 7 years that I spent over there working in a variety of different positions. I was a disc jockey. I was a newsman. I was a talk show host. I changed light bulbs.
I've done that here. Yes, I've done that.
Oh, sure, exactly. Yeah, but if you're talking about Skip Bliss and the stations he owned, one of the last stations I worked for was the station that Bliss owned in Janesville as well, WCLO and WJVL. So it was quite an experience working for that organization. But since then, I have moved on and I am now working as a morning news anchor. And I'm basically carving an hour for Don here outside of my duties as morning news anchor and reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And you also do work for WISN Radio in Milwaukee as well, which is nice.
Yes, I do.
That's pretty
indeed,
good.
I do.
They get to the big guys up in Milwaukee. So take me now back to any great memory and bad memory. I want to hear your best memory and your worst memory of WRJ. Let's start with the worst one because we'll get that one out of the way. You have any bad memories of the station?
I really don't.
Good for you.
If you're asking that, I really can't think of. Yeah, it's a lot easier to go through the happy memories when it comes to WRJ.
All right, give us a few happy ones.
Well, one would have to be, I had more or less brought a precursor to this before we took the break. An event that happened, it was at the airport in Racine where the folks at Halo, who help homeless people, ended up putting on this first annual event. I don't know how long they carried on or if they still carry it on. It was a sleep out for Halo where what happened was you would end up sleeping outside and it would raise money. Basically, it was a fundraiser. And you'd be sleeping out, and basically recreating the aspect of many people in the community who are homeless and sleeping outdoors. And altogether, you were provided with like a tent, but it's also a case where your blanket was like a hunk of cardboard and stuff like that. I wanted to make sure I was a part of that to bring awareness to the effort. And it was one of the more unique situations I've ever lived in. And it did bring a lot of attention to Halo. And, in fact, it ended up the entire promotion ended up earning the station a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award. So that's a pretty proud moment for RJN. And along with that, an interesting experience. Would I ever want to go through it again? I don't know.
I assume you won't lose your job and have to experience that again.
But yeah, if the wife kicks me out of the house, Don, there you go.
We have a couple of WBA, which is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award plaques in our lobby with your name on it.
Yeah, it's great to serve the station in that way. And that's the nice part about that. When you end up being able to do something for the station that allows the station to get that sort of recognition that stays there pretty much for good unless an owner wants to throw stuff out. It's a great feeling. It's real, it really comes down to, I think you'd agree too, Don, it's something where you say to yourself, this is one of the reasons why I got into this business, to help, to serve, and to get recognition for the people who provide me with my daily bread. So there you go.
Go ahead.
Go on.
No, go. You go.
All right. But, yeah, that's pretty much the story. With the people that I end up working with on a regular basis, there are a number of people that we had as regular guests on the program. And, it's like, one of our favorites was, when he was working as Racine County's Emergency Management Director, David Mack. And I'm sure that the Colonel is busy listening this morning. So, hello, Dave. And along with that, we had bumper music that led into particular people segments with him, seeing that he was dealing with emergency management and seeing that, sometimes emergency management would mean floods. We ended up using Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks as his bumper music into his segment. And I guess he appreciated that when it comes to that. Here's rocking our way into David Mack on WRJN. So, but yeah, that, there's a number of real fun and, also working that wedding gala that we did every year and had to dress up in
the bridal extravaganza.
That's it. Yeah, it was great fun being able to dress up and do that, every year and meet a number of wonderful people, because that's the nice part about live broadcast. You get the opportunity to meet your audience. Well, there you go, Don.
Ted Ehlin, thank you very much. A pinch hitting at the last minute, big helping boy, as we used to call him, big helping boy. And we want to thank him for coming in. We were supposed to talk about Terry Bond today, but his wife, Linda Bond, had an emergency in the family, so we're going to reschedule. And last night, I called Ted Ehlin. He said, I am big helping boy. I will be in to help you this morning. And he was. And it's so great hearing from you. Have a great radio career, which is still going gangbusters. You're at the pinnacle. And I think there's more big things to come for you, Ted. And thank you very much. I want you to hold on the line, okay?
Sure. No problem, Dan.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Hold on the line. WRJN historical marker number 3, Ted Ehlin. We've got some contesting coming up. We've got tickets to give away. We're going to tell you about a big contest for Valentine's Day coming up.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.